Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 21st of October. South Korean export data for the first 20 days of October showed strength, when adjusted for differences in working days. Semiconductors took the now familiar role of leading the data stronger. Autos did show some weakness, which presumably relates to the US government's tariffs on their consumers of Korean vehicles. Exports to the States were weaker, but exports elsewhere showed strength. This is part of a more general pattern that outside of the United States, the rest of the world is still trading more or less normally with one another. The United Kingdom will be publishing public sector borrowing data today. This is of more interest than normal because, one, a budget is imminent, and two, the UK has a weird obsession about the state of public sector finances that is frankly out of all proportion to the actual fiscal position of the country. This is partly because the government has lashed itself rather tightly to some fiscal pledges, and economics tends to demand a bit more flexibility. It should be noted that there has been a tendency to revise up these figures over the course of this year. The government appears to be borrowing more than it initially thinks it is borrowing. While not immediately market moving, the Canadian province of British Columbia has sought to ban crypto mining from accessing its electricity and to limit the access of data centres and artificial intelligence. The justification for this is that power should be allocated to more sectors of the economy that actually produce something of economic benefit and are more likely to generate employment. The waste of power involved in crypto has been known about for a long time. The artificial intelligence issue is more complex, as there is a trade-off between economic costs today and potential economic benefits in the future. At the moment, artificial intelligence's economic contribution is mainly through the building of infrastructure. But in a world of finite resources, that does deny other parts of the economy access to those resources. Argentina announced it had signed a $20 billion currency swap deal with the United States on Monday. The peso weakened in response and is now at a record low, breaching the levels that immediately preceded US Treasury Secretary Bessent's pledges of support. The US taxpayer, it would seem, is down on this particular currency trade, though it should be noted that the losses are likely to be quite moderate so far. If a currency is perceived as fundamentally overvalued, intervention can do little more than buy time with which to try and change those fundamentals. So far, it would appear that the handful of days the US taxpayer has bought the Argentine government has not been enough to persuade markets that fundamentals are indeed changing. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.